basically, we've lodged a petition in the Queensland Parliament on the Queensland Parliament website, urging to change the law to protect heat-stressed farm animals as temperatures in the state get ready to rise during summer. And living in the scenic rim, I was surrounded by cattle, and I remember how hot it was just last summer. I couldn't stand out and outside for more than 5 minutes without feeling the blazing heat of the sun. And, well, Queensland is one of the hottest states in the world, and for those of us basically who are living in Australia, our record temperatures are now making headlines around the world. So basically for millions of farmed animals who are routinely kept outdoors in paddocks and holding pens and feedlots, sale yards, with little or no shade, this has basically had devastating consequences.
And look, how would you characterise the kind of consequences that cows suffer as a result of this sort of heat if they don't have shade?
Well, I think most people are really shocked when they find out. And I obviously, that, for example, dairy cows, they begin to experience heat stress at a very low level. At 21 degrees and 75% humidity, they're already in a state of heat stress. So if you were to add on top of that no shade or shelter, you don't have to say anything else. The situation with cattle also is surprising. Dave Sparks is an extension veterinarian from Oklahoma State University, and he explains if you're uncomfortable or too hot, then your herd is in serious danger. And he actually explains that one of the reasons is cattle don't sweat, and they've actually got an upper core temperature that is around 20 degrees Fahrenheit cooler than humans. So that means, in relation to us, that if it's 26 degrees outside, it feels like 37 to cattle. So, and obviously they're affected a lot more by humidity as well, which is a huge factor. And so these cattle, these farm animals, all of them are suffering a lot more than people realise. It's really an animal welfare crisis that's going on right now, especially with global warming, increase in temperatures. You know, heat waves aren't just extreme weather events now. They're commonplace. We've reached a new normal of the weather. So we're actually in it, yeah.
How would you imagine the legislation changing? What would you like to see actually in the legislation in terms of defining what farmers, stockholders would have to do?
Yes, well, this is the thing. One of the things that we would like to see is an actual clear definition of what adequate shelter actually means. For example, you know, I drive around and I'm seeing one half-dead tree. You know, the farm animals are trying to... That's not good enough. That doesn't provide anything. Even UV shade cloths. The studies have been done that show that cattle, they seek out those shade cloths that provide the most UV protection. Just some cheap piece of shade cloth is just not going to be good enough. We're looking for things like shelter belts, wildlife corridors that are going to offer some real protection for these animals. And of course, they're going to help to keep the planet cool as well, because one of the things that we're finding is that there is a direct connection between drought and rainfall. There's growing evidence that forests in the right conditions not only make rain locally, but kilometres away. And in Australia, we've cut down nearly 40% of our forests in the past 200 years. In Queensland, well, 65% of total deforestation has occurred in Queensland. So basically, that build up of heat not only increases the risk of bushfires, land clearing has affected our climate, our rainforest, and contributed to bushfires.
How do you expect farmers, livestock owners to react to this idea?
Well, I think many of the owners of farm animals that I've spoken to think it's a no-brainer. They agree that, of course, farm animals, the basic right to shade shelter should be something that all animals have. But clearly, there are many people out there, I'm not sure what it is. Is it ignorance or is it neglect? Whatever it is, the law has to change to give farm animals the basic right to shade shelter.